The Jay and Dave Breakfast Show here on Triple M. And, of course, to catch up with anything you may have missed on the show, catch up anytime via our listener app, LASTNR.
Now, being a Tuesday, it is every second Tuesday, I should say. Ooh. It is Cop Chat. Cop Chat, Cop Chat, Cop Chat.
Steve Smith is joining us live in our studio. Hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, good morning to you both.
Good how to see things? You. And special, yeah, good, mate, good. And special guest you brought in this morning, too.
We have someone we've been working with very hard for the last two weeks. Paul Stanley has travelled up from Bundaberg and is working with us on a really important subject.
Absolutely. Now, it's the Matthew Stanley Foundation you're a part of. Is that right, Paul?
That's right, yeah. Matthew was actually my son who, back in the 23rd of September 2006, was bashed as he was leaving a birthday party, bashed so badly that I had to switch his life support system off the next day. So,
no parent should ever have to do that.
Oh, so I agree with you totally. And that's basically why I do what I do, is that, you know, I can't change what's happened, but, you know, the old story, you can't change history, but maybe we can change the future. And by talking like we do to all the kids and you know, adults as well, just hopefully we can make a situation that there's, you know, kids don't have their parents having to stand up in front of a whole lot of other kids and telling them what happened to them.
I mean, that takes a lot of courage to do that, to take something that's, like, this is an absolute tragedy.
It's a big negative, but you've turned it into a positive, in a way.
Well, look, the whole thing is that, you know, I can't change what's happened, and that's the whole thing about it. And, I mean, I could have dug a hole and jumped into it and pulled the dirt over my head and just, you know, Matthew just would have been forgotten. He would have been, he was that 15-year-old kid that got killed at Alex Hills a few years ago. At least now his death actually has some meaning, some positive meaning. And, I mean, the thing is, we'll never know just how good our story is. But we just keep on doing it, and hopefully we get one or two kids.
Steve, what's the response been like to the Mackay community that you, and some of the locations you've visited?
Powerful, and it always is. I think the minute Paul begins talking, and whether you're talking to school kids or sports people or adults in their workplace, the response from the minute Paul starts talking is complete and utter silence. Mm. And people are just tuned into every single word. There's always there's a tough point in this talk, and it's, you know, around the middle, the first third. It's really common to see tears. We actually, this is nothing to brag about, but we actually had someone faint.
Yeah, right.
Within the last couple of days, and it's a presentation that comes with a lot of emotional, I'm trying to find the right word, depth to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But as we tell everyone, if you need to get up and you need to leave, please come back, because the tail end of the presentation is where that's the most important part. That's where we get good messaging in.
Sitting in a presentation like that, and I've not seen it myself, but sitting in a presentation like that, I can imagine would be difficult, but not as difficult as being in the position that you've been in losing your own child. Mm.
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the things that a lot of people say to me is, especially the younger kids, is, you know, we didn't realise that this sort of thing happens to real people. And, you know, because they hear on the television news, you know, 10 seconds of, you know, 15-year-old kid down the Gold Coast was bashed last night and is on life support.
Yeah.
But the Broncos are playing pretty well, aren't they? And that's the sort of thing. It doesn't really mean anything to them. And the kids say, you know, until you start talking about your son, and because there's a big, we've got a banner with Matthew's photograph on it, and, you know, say, and till you start talking about your son, all of a sudden there's a reality to it. And
it becomes a real person.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And I mean, you know, look, I'm pretty honoured to be able to talk to all these kids. It's fantastic the way that QPS has supported us over the years, and also all the schools up in Mackay. I mean, I just about feel like I can call myself a Mackay and
Mackay Ice.
Mackay Ice.
I think, yeah.
I mean, I've been coming up here now for 14 years, and each time, I mean, last night at the Cutters, when we spoke to all the football players down there, you know, there was guys who were saying, oh, yeah, you were at my school about 8 years ago and that, and I'll see you on Wednesday, because now the guy is actually a teacher at Mercy College.
Yeah, right.
And you just go like, wow, have I been doing it that long? And
but it also brings me back to the point that you said before, that you don't know where the story is going, but that clearly made an impact on that person. For them to remember you all these years later and say, hey, I'm now a teacher, and hopefully he's passing that information on to his kids.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's pretty cool to have that situation. And I mean, as you said before, you know, it's every parent's nightmare that something like this can happen. And I mean, you make out of it what you want to, and I don't want anybody else to have to go through what, you know, what I've gone through, and my whole family. I mean, my wife and I are now divorced after 32 years, and that all started really on the 23rd of September 2006.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I still love her without hesitation, but we just sort of can't live together. And it's all, there's that spectre of what happened to Matthew just hovering over us, and it's a, you know, it's terrible, and no one deserves it.
Now, look, the program is called Walk Away, Chill Outs.
Yep.
Is there a website that people can have a quick look at?
Yeah, you can go onto the Matthew Stanley Foundation. The website itself has sort of died off a little bit, but there's still information on there that people can grab. There's also one thing, too, that we sort of tried to make the slogan a little bit bigger, like walk away, chill out, stop youth violence. And what I always say to the kids, you know, if walking away doesn't work, run, because no one will call you a coward for living.
No, exactly.
And that's the whole thing. You know, just get the heck out of it, and, you know, do everything you possibly can to avoid your parents having to go through what Matthew's parents have gone through.
Paul, you're a good dad. You're a good dad for doing this. I mean, it must be incredibly hard at times to do that. But you know, I couldn't even imagine what you've been through. But to turn,
I'm glad of that.
To turn that, and I'm glad of that too. But to turn that into something positive and in memory of your son is a huge thing. But thank you for coming, Mackay, and telling us about it. And Steve, thanks for putting us in touch with Paul, because I think this is something that happens in our region all too often, and we need to talk about it more. So,
no, like Paul once said before, without the assistance we get from local media, we're just standing in the dark. So we appreciate the chance to do this.
Anytime. Hard conversation, but it needs to happen. Paul, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Hear that again on our listener app, folks. LISTNR with J&A for breakfast here at Triple M.